Money. Money. That's what my friend Terry always used to say. What up, money? I like Terry. Oh.
So, you just got back from practice.
Yes. Yes. Roller derby practice.
You haven't really told me yet what that's involving for you.
Well, tonight it involved me pulling a muscle and having to sit out quite a bit of it.
Suck.
Yeah, I'm not happy. I feel like I'm already out of the gate. I broke an ankle and they're going to have to shoot me in the stables. You know what I mean? It's like I feel like crap because I'm just fucking angry because, I mean, my second fucking practice, and I've already pulled a damn muscle that had me unable to do anything else for the rest of the night. It hurts now. I just took a muscle relaxer.
Wow.
So if I'm a little spacey, that's got to be a reason why.
I wouldn't say you're quite spacey.
Well, I will be. Give me a minute.
So did any of them come and, like, talk to you about that's, like, what happens when you do
this?
Yes. And...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had lots of girls say, well, two girls, not lots.
Mm-hmm.
I had two girls say, it happened to me, it happened my first week, the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just took me a couple weeks to get over it, and now I'm fine. You just mm-hmm. have to stretch a lot, you have to ice it, you know, you just have to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if that means sitting out for a couple of practices, then that means sitting out for a couple of practices. Or if it means not practicing falls for a few practices. Because that's what it was.
Yeah.
I was trying to practice a fall.
Yeah, you did tell me a bit about the
the
practice in falls and working on that.
Right.
And
that right.
Your ass was hurting after the first practice, but...
Right. Yeah, it's we practice the falls, then we have to practice getting up.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my god, Fergie's on VH1.
Fergalicious.
She's gross-alicious.
No, is that a countdown show, one of their whatever
top... It's a commercial.
Oh, because they had...
Super Bowl.
They had earlier some countdown show, and mm-hmm. they were showing Fergie. And actually, they were talking about the Black Eyed Peas, but they mm-hmm. showed Fergie. And I never saw this particular video, but she was in these tiny, tiny shorts.
She's gross.
Anyway.
She makes me unhappy. But, anyway, let me get back to my issues. My Fergalicious issues. Working on my fitness. So, what we do is we got to learn how to fall. Because we have to take a skills test.
Oh.
And, part of the skills test is showing that we can fall. And we fall on each knee.
Mm-hmm.
At one at a time, or we can fall on both knees, or we can fall on all fours, or we can do a baseball slide.
I would pick baseball slide if I had a choice.
Actually, all of them. There is no choice. Gotta do every fucking one of them.
And you're wearing pads, right? You're wearing the knee pads and the
yes
wrist guards?
Wrist guards, elbow guards, a helmet.
Excellent.
A mouth guard. You know, you're well covered. You know, you're not gonna... But I just, you know, on Monday's practice, the fall practice,
mm-hmm.
just left my quads aching, you know, mm-hmm. and they were still aching today. So then she says, so we started out by learning how to T-stop, which is where you kind of drag one foot behind the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually pretty good at that. So that wasn't really a problem. Then she says, let's practice falls. So the first fall I did, I was like, oh man, that hurts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you know, kind of sit out for a while. And I said, okay. So then I tried it again, and mm-hmm. that's when it really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, you know what? I can't do anything else tonight. And it sucked.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I feel like such an asshole because I feel like I'm not going to be able to do this. It's kind of how I'm feeling that, you know, I don't know.
Well, it is just the second practice, and it sounds like you're not the only person who this has happened to, and they're still there.
So out of shape, I guess, but
it's hard. I mean, it's not like you're learning how to, you know, just roller skate here. I mean, you're learning how to basically control the amount of pain and injury you experience when you're doing something that's inherently painful and puts you at risk for injury. So
it's a fucking sport, you know.
Yeah, it's hard. This is hard work.
I guess it's not just fun and games. But the The good news about, I mean, no, I guess it's good news, about me hurting myself is I kind of had to sit on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And basically, in the place where we practice, they have the rink or the track, whatever,
mm-hmm.
all marked off for everybody. And then, and then there's room off to the side where we were doing our stuff. So we're off to the side doing our stuff while the women who have had their, who have passed their skills test,
mm-hmm.
are, they're doing practice bouts. And I looked to me, I couldn't really tell, but it looked to me like they were doing, running through different plays, I guess.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So you got to get a picture, and you uh-huh. got to see what that looked like.
Yeah, and I got to see them fall. You know, mm. people who are who have done this a million times. I could mm-hmm. see them fall in and just hop right back up. You know, so you know, I got to see a few jams, which is cool.
Now, jam is
a jam is part of the bout, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
And there are several jams within a bout. I don't know.
It's a new language.
It is. It's all new. Bouts are the big matches. A jam is when it's like a 2-minute part of the bout.
So what exactly goes on in a roller derby?
Well, there's a group of people, a group of ladies, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
They're called the blockers.
Okay.
And then there's two individuals, one from each team, called the jammers. What happens is that the jammer's job is to pass the opposing team's blockers. And the one who passes, I think every time they pass, they get a point, if I'm recalling correctly.
And you're passing
the opposing team's blockers.
Okay. So just skating past them?
Right. But, you know, of course, they being blockers.
Right. It's not as easy as that.
They're trying to block the opposing team's jammer and help their jammer through. So.
Hmm. For some reason, I'm picturing the German word, and this is not the mm-hmm. German pronunciation, but Katzenjammer.
What does that mean?
Hangover.
Oh, funny.
That's not how the Germans pronounce it, but it's spelled Katzenjammer.
Cool. Maybe that's a good roller derby name, the Katzenjammer.
Yeah. That could be your roller derby name. But then it would be unfortunate if you ended up being a blocker or, you know, some other position and not the jammer, then you'd maybe piss off the jammers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how territorial the roller derby girls are.
I don't know.
What is a participant called? Roller derby girl? Or
I guess. I don't know.
Because I'm quite partial to the term roller gal.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole thing is Nashville roller girls. Okay. Our local is, so...
Hmm. And is there a league that you compete with other cities, other teams? Is there some, like...
Yeah, I mean, I think they do bouts within the league, but this weekend, actually, they're going to Indianapolis to have a bout against... I hope y'all can hear me okay.
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound fine.
So, I've never heard of roller derby in Minneapolis, but I'm sure there is roller derby here.
Somewhere. I believe there is. It seems like I saw online that there was.
Hmm.
Let's see. I'm going to see. I thought of a name tonight, and I'm going to see if it already is taken.
Oh, yeah?
But anyway, I just hope I stick with this, because it looks, you know, it's good exercise.
Yeah.
And everybody's really nice. And
Well, it seems like this is the time when you could throw in the towel, and I hope you don't do that either, because...
I don't want to. I paid my dues tonight, though. Literally.
Uh-huh.
I paid my dues.
Like your financial dues?
Yes. And turned in my insurance card.
Oh, okay.
Which you're supposed to turn in a copy of your insurance card, so yeah. I did. Yeah,
so when you're unconscious, they can get you medical attention?
Right. They'll give me my dog tags. You know, all that. So if I'm... All right, let's see if my name is unique. And if it is, I'm going to... Oh, shit, it's already taken. Ah! I was gonna be the snot rocket, but it's already taken.
The snot rocket.
Because my nose started running really bad.
Oh, there was a little bit of static there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh well. What's going? There's a little something going on.
What? What's going on?
Maybe it's affected, but.
What?
Oh, what's going on? You kept cutting out. I thought maybe you were fucking with me.
No, I wouldn't do that.
It's a little.
Alright, hang on. Let me close some applications. Maybe this will help.
Applications?
That was the most inappropriate application of the word fergalicious affectation.
They were, so what they were talking about on the VH1 show, just because I remembered, was an offensive titled song by the Black Eyed Peas a while back that got changed to Let's Get It Started. Because anyway, it wasn't called that for a long time.
Mm-mm.
Like, just very briefly, I remember hearing it and thinking, this is just wrong. Mm-hmm. And then it changed, and I was like, oh, they cleaned it up. But apparently there was some controversy around it that I wasn't aware of at the time that they were talking about on the show on VH1. I wish I knew the name of the show, but anyway, one of their, you know, top 50 whatevers. And so they were interviewing Flavor Flav, actually, and he thought it was really bad that they had to change the lyrics of their song. I gotta say, I think the name of the song was just too offensive for...
Extremely offensive.
For mass distribution, and I'm glad that Walmart or whatever it was decided, and this is very specific to this one song, I'm not gonna say that in general I support this, but I'm glad that Walmart decided they weren't gonna sell that.
Yeah.
Because it is a bullshit title of a song.
It is extremely offensive, and I cannot believe that wasn't a bigger controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I cannot believe it wasn't huger than it was.
And it's shocking to me. And it's really not a cool word to use.
Now, I was thinking the other day... I'm sorry, I've got a Thin Mint cookie in my mouth.
Oh, that's okay.
Mm-hmm, it's always okay. The other day, I was thinking about, you know, somebody using the word... So. And I thought, but you know what? The word crazy, that's kind of along the lines when you think about it. It's more accepted in our society.
It's in the ballpark. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. But that it's not quite as extreme. It's on the continuum, but it's not as far out. So,
gotcha.
I mean, that's my take on it. I mean, I that could be bullshit, but...
I just think that it's probably more accepted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's just a more accepted term. I don't know why. I guess because maybe it's been around a lot longer as a pejorative. Crazy has.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's how you use it too. I mean, it's like, are you calling a person crazy or are you using that term to describe something?
Does that make me crazy?
I love how when you get really loud that there's this like bubbles sound, and I know that I've said that before.
I just scared Denny.
And I don't know that you've actually heard it, but on my end, I hear bubbles. I hear like light popping bubbles, which is maybe.
It's because I'm drinking champagne. It's not really. I wish I was drinking champagne. Although I don't need to be drinking champagne when I'm under the influence of a muscle relaxer.
This is true. I have a bottle of, it's sort of champagne. It's sparkling wine, basically.
Oh, jeez.
That somebody brought over on New Year's Day, and I'm excited to eventually get to that. Because I like sparkling wine, and I like mimosas, especially. It's not champagne, though. But, you know, I read...
Yeah, there's a difference.
I read in the New York Times today... There was an article on politeness in France and how there's a sort of kind of a a comeback, or they're trying to stage a comeback, because apparently the French people have become less polite over time. But one of the things that I just read, and this, they were just sort of reviewing different French etiquette particulars, and so this one thing that you're never supposed to do is bring wine to a person's house. As a host gift, you can bring chocolates, you can send flowers or bring flowers, but preferably send flowers the day after. But you shouldn't bring wine, because that sends a message that the host doesn't have taste, and that you have to pick the wine for them, I guess. And so I can totally get behind that, because I've gone to people's houses before and picked a wine that I would like and thought, you know, they probably don't have this.
Right.
And that really does kind of send a message that I don't mean to be sent in there.
Yeah. What you've got is not good enough.
Right, exactly. But it's kind of funny, because, you know, it's sort of the opposite with this particular bottle of sparkling wine. It's sort of like, huh, I would never have bought that. But right. Thanks. I'll drink it anyway.
I'm not crazy about sparkling wine.
Really?
Well, so have you watched I Love New York?
You know, I've only watched glimpses of it.
It's not good.
Caught a few. Really?
It's so not
good. I had guilt about actually tuning in, and I decided that I couldn't live with myself as easily as I can not watching it, but, you know, watching it. So, yeah, I decided, you know, I'm not going to do that. But no. I will probably do The Surreal Life.
Yes, it's all right, actually.
And I'll totally do all my little MTV shows that I love. I love these shows.
Do you? That Exposed, I'm really just getting into it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish they would stop saying stuff like, skank.
The guy on the one that just went off. called the, said something about the girl being a skank.
And she said, if I'm going to take his virginity, it needs to be the cocky one.
And I thought the other one was cockier, but whatever.
I don't care. I just caught the tail end of it.
Oh, and so the pair of friends before the one that you caught the tail end of was a girl, and I only caught the tail end of that one, but it was a girl and her guy friend who was in the surveillance van. And I think he might have been gay, because he was kind of, you know, whatever.
Say it.
So that was fun. I like how MTV does that. MTV is really gay positive most of the time. Sometimes some of the stuff
they're
that
dating
gets,
shows anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes some of the stuff that gets said on The Real World is not very gay affirming, but yeah, that show is just so tired.
It needs to be stopped. I mean, it's never been like true real world, but it's become such a, there's no need to even make a parody of The Real World, because every subsequent season is a parody of every single season along the way.
It's just rotten. I watched a few minutes of it and I just thought, this is just deplorable.
I watched a little bit of it and it just, I'm like, that girl's name is Coley. As though it's short for colon. But anyway, I don't know.
And we kind of missed a segue. We did miss a segue, though, into etiquette.
And which I don't have upstairs with me right now.
So we could consider the etiquette corner taken care of. And
yes.
I'll just reference the New York Times article on French politeness.
Yeah.
Politesse.
We may have to do a podcast this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, it's a long weekend.
For you, not for me.
Oh, really?
I don't get Monday off.
Oh, that's right. You live in the South.
That's not what it is, and you know it.
I know, really? I'm kidding. The state of Tennessee has the day off, so.
Exactly. It pisses me off that you're from here and you still made that comment. Because it is... it is up to the places. I mean,
so the state gets it. Yanking your chain.
You're so getting your ass kicked.
I know. Anyway, I need to be careful.
Yes, the state of Tennessee gets Monday off, and pretty much everywhere else. I know the school system gets Monday off. You know, everybody I know has Monday off, but me, no.
You know what?
Not only am I working, but I'm working, and then I'm going to registration for my new course.
Oh.
And then I'm going to more roller derby practice, where I can get more shit beat out of my crap-ass muscles.
Well, come up with a really good name.
Well, Snot Rocket was taken.
That sucks.
Manchi Red's not taken.
You came up with other good names, though, on your blog.
My last name is Cannon.
Right.
Crying out loud, you know? I mean, shit.
So you were going to be the Cannon, right?
The Cannon. What?
The Cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. In caps.
Right.
The Cannon. Do you remember when Mr. French teacher called you a loose cannon?
He said, yes. And I was like, what did you just call me?
I remember that. I remember that so well.
I forgot. I didn't know. I was naive.
I didn't know it was either. I was like, he just called her loose?
And I was so the opposite of loose in high school. I know. Now, I'm not ever saying I've ever been extremely loose moral. Mm-hmm. I've had my moments. We all have. And
I've been known to drink a cider or two.
Right. I've been known to drink a hard cider. Anyway, the point is, I've never been loose in my entire life. But so I was pretty affected.
I did think of that today when I saw on your blog that you thought of being the Cannon, and I thought, what if you there's some danger or threat, you know, that sort of implied, you know, you're on the loose and you're a Cannon. And
let's look that up.
I mean, that's not at all what the phrase means, but
no.
Well, sort of. I mean, there's some loose cannon's kind of dangerous in some way, potentially.
We're gonna look this up. We're going to look this up.
There's an element of, you know, uncontrollability. You can't...
I'm crazy!
So it does kind of fit. It would be kind of a good term.
Loose cannon. Oh, shit. Somebody's already take it.
Oh.
Somebody's already take it. That's really good grammar, right?
Well, at 10:29 on a muscle relaxer, it's fine.
Somebody's already take it, son of a bitch. You soon I botch.
If you start making up words, that's going to be when I get concerned.
Cool. Wonder if I could be...
like Coley.
Colon. What the hell kind of name is Coley? She pisses me off because I was watching it the other day and they were talking about how they're doing Outward Bound on the show for kids from New Orleans, and she says, I'm from New Orleans, and it's like, no, bitch, you're from New Jersey. You went to college in New Orleans. I can't believe Loose Cannon's already taken. Let's see what names with Cannon have been taken. Hang on. Lucy Cannon, Loose Cannon, Cannon Doll X, and Candy Cannons.
How about Cannonball Run?
Well, there's Cannon Doll X.
Well, yeah, I know. Cannonball with a B.
Right. I heard. What about... how about we think about this?
Kick your ass cannon. Kick your cannon!
I don't know.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, you'll come up with something good because you're creative.
I'm tired.
Well, we should probably wind down the podcast.
Yeah, I really need to go. That's why I want to do a podcast this week, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
We do. We're going to have to listen to this one before we do it, though, so we know what we're going to talk about.
Right, because you got to... you gotta send me this thing, too.
Mm-hmm. So log in, do the thing we do. All right, well, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.